Very sad breaking news this afternoon. Former NFL superstar Junior Seau found dead in an apparent suicide at his home in Southern California. The Oceanside police chief says Seau's girlfriend reported finding him unconscious with a gunshot wound to the chest. There were efforts to save his life, but they failed.
Joining us to talk about it, WTOP sports reporter George Wallace. George, Seau was one of the most famous Chargers, a guy who played with great passion.
Oh, no question, Hillary. A 12-time Pro Bowler drafted by his hometown team out of USC, number 5 overall in 1990. A guy that, you know, would play hurt. He was always on the field, always hit hard. He spent parts of 20 seasons in the NFL, the only Super Bowl appearance coming in 94. He tried to get back to that, though. Came out of retirement a few times to play with the Patriots, and they ended up losing to the Giants that perfect season ending with in the Super Bowl loss. But a sad loss for the NFL, of a 6-time All-Pro, a guy with 56.5 sacks and 18 interceptions. Somebody will definitely be missed.
George, the deaths of NFL players in recent years have actually become a big topic. Mm-hmm. One interesting, and I don't know if interesting, it's a sad fact, really. Of that 1994 Super Bowl Chargers team, he is the 8th player to die. This is less than 20 years.
Isn't that unbelievable when you think of the numbers that come from that? I mean, that, and you know, with, for various, I would say reasons, but various instances, the 8th member of that team to pass away. And you think of guys recently, Sean, of former NFL players. There's been a lot of talk about the concussions in the league and brain damage. You see guys like Ray Easterling, who shot himself last month. Suffered symptoms of dementia. Mm-hmm. He had filed a lawsuit to the NFL over handling of concussions. Dave Durison, last year, right before his death, texted a family member asking for his brain to be used for research. We know Junior Seau in 2010 had driven his SUV off a cliff 100 feet, hours after he was arrested for investigation of domestic violence, and he had same sort of issues. You know, he had spoken out recently on the concussion issue in the NFL and the way the NFL has handled these situations.
And he seemed a little depressed, dare I say, George, about the whole NFL situation regarding Bountygate.
And that's right. He had spoken out about that too. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out as far as his recent interactions with family members and friends recently about his mindset and what he had been going through and thinking as far as, you know, the NFL, and especially with all this coming out now with the Saints situation and with the NFL and the concussion situation recently.
All right. WTOP's George Wallace. Once again, NFL superstar linebacker Junior Seau found dead, apparent suicide, dead at the age of 43.